round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We are in the fall now. There's going to be a lot of great stuff coming up, and we're going to be traveling over to Ulster County, and we're going to talk to Rick Remsnyder, who's the head of Ulster County Tourism. Rick, are you there?
I'm here, Mariette. How are you this morning?
Very good. I'll tell you, Ulster County is its finest in the fall. It is just, well, it's great all year round, but you just have some great stuff that you always do. And we wanted to get it right from you. What are the things we should be looking for over the next couple of months?
Well, that's very nice of you to say, and I appreciate the opportunity to publicize all the things there are to do here. And, you know, Ulster County is a Four Seasons destination, but, you know, the fall is definitely one of the busier times for fairs and festivals in our county. It's such a beautiful time of the year. As you know, coming up and probably peak is for the Leafs is the first week of October, and the cars on from the New York State Thruway, the New Paltz exit, just line up.
Like,
there'll be times where there'll be a mile to get into New Paltz because the leaf peeping is such a spectacular viewing.
Oh, it's fantastic. And you've got all those farms up there. You're a very agricultural county, and you can't do better for your apple picking and all of that stuff. So we'll let you lead us through what you see going on.
Well, you're right about the apple picking, pumpkin picking. You know, it's just so we're very blessed to have such great farms and farmers and who have great U-picks, farm markets. There's so many of them, and people just flock to them. And I'm getting ready to go on a diet because in the next couple weeks, once the cider donuts come out,
we're
in big trouble.
Oh, yeah. We head to Tantillo's all the time. We load up on donuts.
All right. You're right. Well, but people just love to come, and there's so many farms and such a variety of things to do. And a lot of the farms, I hate to pick out one because there's so many, but I know Herd's Family Farm in Modena is one of our most popular, but all the farm markets are fantastic. And what they're doing now is they're attracting groups, and you'll see tour buses coming up. It used to be like school buses and, you know, things of that nature during the week, but now on the weekends they have these huge buses coming up, and people from the city and south of us, mostly Rockland, Westchester County, because the people love to get off the buses, just fill their bags up with the local product, and hit the road back to where they came from.
Yeah, and your county is you've got so many opportunities. I mean, a tour company can have multiple trips to different farms and different activities too, so they can really market that well. Yeah,
there's no question, and that kind of leads us into, you know, the food movement, farm to table here has just gone through the roof in the last 10 years or so. We have so many great restaurants, and people, you know, at this, you know, it's changed. People now want to know where their food is coming from and how fresh it is. So the farm to table movement has really been a big boon to tourism here in Ulster County and the surrounding area, the Hudson Valley too. So people come up and they love to go to our restaurants and eat the fresh produce or the meats or whatever that are produced right here locally and sourced in Ulster County.
Yeah, you've got for buying grass-fed beef and things, you've really got a lot of resources up there, and you've got meat markets you can go to in New Paltz, or, you know, where you could buy things like that, and you can't find it that, you know, that easily. So yeah, a lot of reasons to come up to Ulster County.
There is. And, you know, in addition to obviously food, it's one of the things that has really taken off in the last 5-6 years is the craft beverage industry. All the wineries, distilleries, cideries that we have, breweries. 5 or 6 years ago, there were maybe 5 or 6 or 7 of the craft beverage operations here in Ulster. Now we're over 35.
Wow.
So that's a great way. We have a Schwangunk wine trail, which is 12 wineries.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you bring a designated driver.
Yes, yep.
And the 12 wineries are between Ulster and Orange County, so you can spend a day touring all those wineries, and it's a great trip, and people really love to do that also.
Oh, boy. So you really have you need to make multiple trips. You can't do it all in one shot.
No, you can't, particularly if you're going on a wine tour. That's a one-day trip.
Yeah, you got great restaurants. You got all that stuff. The you also have some wonderful shopping opportunities. I mean, people go up, they buy Christmas presents at some of the craft locations, and, you know, just a lot to do.
Absolutely. Shopping is huge here. Whether you're going, there's a great place in New Paltz called the Water Street Market.
Yep.
And we also have shops throughout some of our, you know, the cities. The city of Kingston is, Uptown Kingston has really turned into some great opportunities. Businesses have relocated there. And, of course, Saugerties and Woodstock.
Yep.
A lot of people like to go to Woodstock. I know it's down the road a little bit, but the first Friday of December, they have, and a lot of the communities here in Ulster County have that, where you can go the first Friday and do all your Christmas shopping in December. So that's a great opportunity to get that, check that box, get that done early.
Yeah, I got to ask you, there used to be a place I went to many years ago. It was called the Craftspeople. Are they still up there?
What town is that?
Boy, I don't know if that was out near Hurley, but it was like these huge buildings, and whoever this person was, he had all different, I mean, you could go in there and buy jewelry, you can go in there and buy, textiles, he had woodwork, all kinds of things, and I lost track of it, but it was an amazing little place, and I always wondered if it's still around, but I couldn't remember, you know, exactly where it was or anything. But
I'm going to have to check into that for the next show.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure what we're talking about.
That's fine.
Here.
You got Handmade and More, I think, is still in New Paltz, right? Were they down there?
Yes, Handmade and More's there. And, yes, I was just checking online. Yes, Craftspeople, and you're absolutely right, in Hurley.
It is in Hurley.
That is still it's representing over 50 crafts people.
Yep.
So yes, that's actually in West Hurley, and that is open, and it must be very popular.
Oh yeah, let me tell you, that was some. I mean, I'm doing a travel show for like 20 years. I've seen a lot of places. That's one of the top five as far as you want to buy really good quality crafts. So I don't know what artisans are there now, but that's another. If people are gonna be out driving around looking at the leaves, so you might as well plan a route and go and check out some of these other unique places. So a lot of outdoor activities go on in the fall too, right? That's pretty popular.
Well, we'll go back to Craftspeople. It's 262 Spillway Road, West Hurley. It's not too far from the Ashokan Reservoir, so I want to make sure we give them their due.
Okay.
But
sounds
yes,
good.
Going into fairs and festivals, we have some great ones coming up. One of the biggest ones we have is the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival. I'm pretty sure we've talked about that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
September 29th and 30th, Cantine Field in Saugerties. If we get good weather that last weekend in September, we get 45 to 50,000 people.
Holy
so
smokes.
If you like garlic, the Garlic Festival is obviously the place to go.
Well, now, there they have shuttle buses? I mean, you can't possibly park all those people.
No, they do have shuttle bus service. So you can drive up within a mile or so, and they'll shuttle you into the Garlic Festival.
Yep, okay.
And then we have coming up, here's another one related to food. Because it's right down in where my office is in Lower Broadway in Kingston, is the Ulster Italian Festival, which is put on by the Ulster County Italian American Foundation. This is the 11th year. It's free. It features a variety of Italian foods, beverages, music, and a lot of fun. So that's October 7th. And that's coming up. It's like 11 o'clock in the morning till 7 at night. So that has gotten bigger and better every year.
Where is that? Is that in Saugerties also?
Nope, that's along the Rondell waterfront in Kingston.
Oh, so, right in Kingston. Wow.
Yeah, if you know where the Rip Van Winkle is, our boat that goes out to the Hudson, that's where it is.
So you can
come down to the festival and spend a couple hours walking around, and then if you make sure you book your boat ride on the Rip Van Winkle well in advance, you can do that also.
Wow, that's a great day. Boy, very nice. That's for how many days? A couple of days, right?
It's one day. October 7th is
okay.
A Sunday.
All right, we got to go. Got to be there.
Don't miss it.
Okay, I will.
We also have a couple other really big ones in October. Is the O Positive Festival, which is October 5 through 7, the same weekend. It's a Friday through Sunday. Live bands, a lot of visual and performing arts, film screenings. It's located in Kingston's historic Uptown and Midtown neighborhoods, and you're going to see these beautiful murals that they paint in advance of the O Positive Festival. So that's something really to, if you really like that kind of stuff, the good place to see it is at the O Positive Fest, October 5 through 7 in Kingston.
Okay, great. What else you got?
Well, here's one that's internationally known.
Okay.
The Woodstock Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And it's celebrating this year its 19th year.
Wow.
Various locations in Woodstock, Rosendale, Kingston, Saugerties. They present over 150 films. And what you really need to do is go online now, because these movies, once they've been posted, they really sell out in a hurry. So if people are interested in coming to the Woodstock Film Festival and seeing some internationally acclaimed films, they should go on to woodstockfilmfestival.com website so they can make sure they can see these films. Last year we had Alec Baldwin here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a list of movie stars. It's too long to list. But every year there's world-famous directors, producers, filmmakers, and movie stars that come to the Woodstock Film Festival. It's a prestigious honor to get an award, and they love coming to it.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you, when you've got that many communities involved, you could see how far it's grown over the years. Because that just started in Woodstock. And
it started in Woodstock, but now they have so many films that they have to expand to other theaters throughout Ulster County, which is really nice because you can go all over the county and see these films.
You know, I use you as a poster child, Ulster County and what you guys are doing up there, for areas that say, you know, we need economic development and there's no big corporations here. You don't need the big corporations. Tourism, you're within a gigantic market that's an hour and a half away, and you've got local communities. It's vibrant. It helps the small businesses. It helps everybody. And really, if more people looked at economic development the way Ulster County does, I think you, and Dutchess is very good at this too, developing the small communities and events and things. And you could do an awful lot for the area, and you don't need the some of this other infrastructure to do it. So, you know.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. This year, the New York State comes out with what they call an Oxford Economic Study, and it's usually about a year behind. So the numbers came in just last month, and tourism in Ulster County, it's been increased every year for the past 8 years, and this year tourism spending in Ulster County was almost $600 million.
Wow.
So it is the number one industry in Ulster County, and we're really neck and neck with farming, but you're absolutely right about that. It's an economic engine for the county, and it's low impact to the environment, obviously, and it's throughout the county, which is nice. So it's just not located in hub.
The communities can still keep their little personalities. They can have a big event, or you know, they could plan what they're going to do, and they work together for it. They could take all year to go towards something, and then you still keep your clean air and your clean water. So everybody, it's a win-win everywhere, you know. So so that's great. I'm glad you this Oxford study. I got to get a hold of that and take a look at it. That sounds pretty interesting.
It is. It tells you can go through there and see every level of where the money's being spent, whether it's for accommodations, whether it's food, whether it's gas, recreation. That's another thing we're so fortunate to have here in Ulster County are all the recreational opportunities. And we just had another rail trail open up in New Paltz. And eventually that rail system, which is something that is going to provide a lot of economic development because people are going to come to the county because they want to walk the trails, ride the trails. And when it's all done, which I would say in the next 2-3 years, they're hoping to get the trail system completely done. It'll be almost 70 miles from the walkway over the Hudson, which is between Poughkeepsie and Highland. And it goes, the trails are going through New Paltz, and then it'll go north through the city of Kingston, and then it'll continue up the Ashokan Reservoir all the way up to Mount Tremper and on the way to Bel Air. So that's certainly something that is vital to the growth of tourism because the businesses along those trails are doing very well, and they're building new ones because businesses are relocating there because they see this trail system is going to be a hit.
That's going to be extensive. 70 miles, that's huge.
Yes, it is.
And you're starting with a really big attraction, that walkway over the Hudson. So, I mean, you know, that it makes perfect sense to develop everything out really good. Yeah. You got the different reservoirs out there, too. People love to go to the reservoirs, right?
And yes. Yeah. Well, that trail is going right through the Ashokan Reservoir, and I know Governor Cuomo is given $2 million to make improvements to the reservoir so people can have more hiking, biking, kayaking, and different recreational opportunities there. So the reservoirs are really key to the growth of tourism, and obviously with the trail system going through the reservoir now, that'll make more people will be able to avail themselves of all that the facilities and all the recreational opportunities that are available at the reservoir.
Yeah, and I know you've got beautiful little B&Bs. I mean, there was an octagonal one up there past Andy's. I forgot, out on 28. I mean, they're just nice places to stay. So even if there's not a really dense population where you have a lot of hotels, you've got little bed and breakfasts and nice places where you can stay and make a weekend or stay longer if you want.
Yes, we do, and they're continuing to grow. We're having new hotels built because it's, you know, Ulster County is really becoming a hot spot. So, you know, all the businesses that are in the hospitality industry are doing very well. We've had a lot of new hotels open up in the county in the last couple of years. We had a new Hampton, a two new Holiday Inn Expresses, a Residence Inn, and we've had an influx of boutique hotels are being built right now in Uptown Kingston, which has helped to have the renaissance of the Uptown Kingston area. So it's become, you know, a lot of people from the city obviously relocating here with their businesses. So and then people are coming to visit. So we do have a lot of accommodations available for all the travelers. And we're hoping that they come here. You know, we have opportunities for day trips, but we love to have people here for whether it's a long weekend or to stay an entire week to vacation.
On your website, you have a section with all the places to stay?
Yes, we do. It's called our website is ulstercountyalive.com, and we have, you'll see when you go on the homepage, we'll have a tabs for play, stay, and eat, so you can get all the information there. We also have an up-to-date calendar of events, so all you need to do is click on any day, any weekend on the calendar, everything will come up, so it's very easy. And if you don't forget Ulster County, if you forget Ulster County Alive, just Google Ulster County. As long as you're not getting Ireland in Ulster County, you'll know you got us.
That's right. That's right. It's nice when everything's organized that way. And I'll, you know, and you've got these cute little, that like, I can't go up to Saugerties without going to Krause's Chocolates, one of the best chocolate places. I still can't find anything that beats those guys. So there's these interesting little locations, you know, that are in the community that you'll find. And when you're looking through, you know, where to shop, you're going to be finding these names and locations. So you can plan. You might have an idea of going to somewhere just because you saw there's a great shop there that you want to go to.
So, yes, Krause's Candy is really... it's really known nationally for the chocolate, and you know, it's terrific. And one thing that I forgot to mention that we should talk about, because it's that time of the year, is Headless Horseman Hayrides and Haunted Houses, mm-hmm. Starting actually opening this coming weekend. So this weekend, so it's runs from September 15th through November. It was named the number one haunted attraction in America. There's a new theme each season. It's located in Ulster Park, which is a quick 5-minute ride from the downtown city of Kingston. So if you like to be scared and you like haunted houses, Headless Horseman Hayrides and Haunted Houses is really a wonderful experience.
So that's your Halloween mecca there. That's good.
That is it.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes. Maybe you can give us some of the you know, ideas about U-Picks and farms for the fall, because I think that's usually included in every trip when there's the leaves. They always go to a farm or a farm stand or a place where they can, you know, go out and pick from the trees.
Sure.
Pumpkins, yeah.
We'll be happy to do it. It's they're located really throughout the county. Mm-hmm. Their New Paltz has a lot of U-Picks and apple farms. Just for instance, Apple Hill Farm in New Paltz, mm-hmm. Which is really nice. You had Bradley Farm in New Paltz. I mentioned Herd's Family Farm, which is just outside of New Paltz, Dressel Farms in New Paltz, and there's also a lot of them located in Highland, which is right next to New Paltz,
yeah.
Gardner, Marlboro, which is a little south. So you're going to see them along the main thoroughfares, like Route 9W mm-hmm. and 32. You'll see all these in Ulster County. So those, the place to go, and you're going to find them throughout the county. You know, one thing I shouldn't mention also, we're talking about near the Ashokan Reservoir. We really have a new thing that is, I don't know if you've heard of the Rail Explorers.
No.
Which is a non-motorized vehicle that you pedal, and it's along the railroad, the former railroad tracks of the Catskill Mountain Railroad.
Oh.
And it goes along, it's about 6 miles, it goes along the Esopus Creek. You can, it's a great ride from kids to seniors. Anybody can do it. And just to pedal along the Esopus, and it's just a great exercise and some great scenic views. You go 1 hour down and then 1 hour back. It's near the Emerson Resort and Spa, where that is,
yeah.
In Mount Tremper.
Yeah.
The base is the Empire Rail Museum in Mount Tremper. So that is, in Phoenicia, excuse me. So that is something that a lot of people, it started in Memorial Day, and it's really taken off. And so it's going to go through the end of October. So anybody interested in doing that should Google Rail Explorers.
Okay.
And they'll have a fun time.
Okay. Now we got 2 minutes. The train rides that were up there, are they still going on?
Yes, the Catskill Mountain Railroad operates within the city of Kingston going out towards Hurley. So they have now themed rides on the weekends. So that's something that is very popular. So if you know where the Kingston Plaza is in
yes.
Kingston, uptown Kingston, that's where the trains are. And people should go on the Catskill Mountain Railroad website and They can reserve tickets at CMRR, Catskill Mountain Railroad, events.com.
Events.com. Okay. All right, Rick, we're out of time. Why don't you give that website again? Give us a phone number if somebody wants to bring a group. You probably have a group tour person up there.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
Our website, again, is UlsterCountyAlive.com. We also have Facebook, Ulster County Tourism. You can go on Instagram also, visit Ulster County. And the toll-free number is 800-342-5826. And if you're in the neighborhood, stop by 20 Broadway. It's the last building on the left-hand side, lower Broadway, right across the street from the Rip Van Winkle. We give you all the information, our travel guide, everything you'll need to make sure you're able to find all the great things to see and do here in Ulster County.
Fantastic. Rick, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful fall.
Thank you, Mariette. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's a wrap for this week. I think you'll enjoy Ulster County. There's really, you name it, you can do it up there. And it's a beautiful, clean environment. Very nice. Have a nice week. Bye-bye.